happened to that?
Okay.
Welcome to
Thursday,
September 23rd, 2008.
Somebody's got it. Come on, you got the BAC. You should know what day it is. Doesn't
it
have an analog calendar on there too?
925.
Oh, great.
1536. I'm glad that we know what day it is. Like my son, I need to ask him all the time.
Yeah, I know that's cool.
What is that in Greenwich Mean Time?
GMT? That's is in Greenwich.
No, what time is that in Greenwich?
Minus 7.
Is it?
Minus 6.
Or is it 5 now?
No, 6.
Changes. I don't know, that daylight savings time messes it up. We were trying to figure that out earlier today and we couldn't do it.
Google will tell you. Yeah.
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 Like
somebody had a problem at either 9 or 10. We can't figure it out.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
That's all right.
Tired. Why are
you tired? For the past 2 weeks, I've either been moving in or moving out. And I'm packing. Mowing the grass. Now we have grass in the walls.
Moving is an incredible task, isn't it?
Especially when you're on the second floor
of
the apartment.
Yeah,
that's
worse.
Yeah.
That's why you don't move. You buy
a right.
With a 36-inch wet heavy TV.
And of course, we put it in first when moving out. So then when we were moving in, it was the last thing left.
Yeah. You hired. Never mind.
Yeah, you hired me.
Yeah. The normal pay rate, right?
Yeah.
Commercial
or the friends of his buddy.
It's more like
the
something wrong with
marrying
him. They got the guy
deal
chair. Like, pretty much got the hamster strapped to his back. Or Ben's.
Hey, we could have moved like the guy at my place.
Yeah, that's. I've been moving, yeah.
Hey, I've been moving over there.
What's that?
Are you ready? We don't have a projector, so...
What happens after day, huh?
I have a little movie here. I'll turn it around. Okay.
Looks like
a
library.
Yeah.
Look at that.
A movie?
Oh, it's
fiction. People trying to avoid, yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yes, because we're annoying.
We actually put that orange cone up there to...
Yeah.
No, not really.
We should have.
Well, back then, actually, we got smarter. We got one from one side, the other from the other side. There's no way around this.
Your video camera?
Yeah.
Is
it done?
Yep.
Yeah. Then I have a movie for other people.
Okay.
We got the banner.
Yeah.
For $6.
$6.
It was very good, actually.
Yeah.
Let's see that.
Byron had the idea to have a candy, but he didn't have a candy.
Oh, that would have gotten
me. And okay. Actually, I haven't made balloons.
$6 for something out there, that's not bad.
It's very good for
weather. Cool. Looks like it was nice weather.
Yes, it was beautiful weather. It was, there was international festival today.
It seems terrible trying to get to the library.
Yeah, there was like people like Big Zoo, you know? And the library had a library sale, book sale.
Oh.
So there was a lot of traffic there. But it was somehow by accident we picked a great day.
We didn't think today.
Oh, you didn't know that festival was going on, huh?
No, no.
Oh.
Not even that there was a book sale.
Oh,
so that's worldwide that day, isn't it?
Yeah. But you can, you know, you can adjust it on your own. You can go, you know, it's Friday. Everybody's going to be gone Saturday and they do it on Friday. So it's up to you, it's up to individual people to do it whatever they want.
You know, I never did even look at TV 13 to see whether anything showed up on that.
No, it is going to be on Friday.
Friday?
Yeah, this coming Friday at 10 o'clock. It's a technology spot.
10 a.m.
Are they coming in?
10 a.m. Yes, 10 a.m.
Yeah. I'll be on there.
Yeah, so tape it, and we would have another movie we could have.
I would, but I don't have to be.
We can tape it.
Yeah. So.
Probably on their website, huh?
Yeah, well, deep link to it.
TV 13 take it, then you actually never have the rights to it, and you cannot publish it.
But you could link it,
right? Link it to theirs?
Yeah, you can link it, but...
it'll only be there for 2 months
at one time. Yeah. And then it's over.
News anymore.
Yeah. Where old news comes first. Oh, no. So, shall we go over the 2 minutes of fame?
Sure.
Oh, there was one more thing. Somebody was asking me actually about quality of our recording. They were saying that they want to listen to it, but that we don't agree with the quality of recording.
You need more microphones and
sound. A compressor.
Well, I think that's why you have those mics in your lapel.
Compressor and limiter? No. That should be good enough.
I can go get this down to one word. Money.
Money.
Well, I thought it was going to be whiners.
Whiners. Get some more of those mics in.
Yeah, but
we're saying that
you get interference.
Each person has their own.
Because this mic is mic is fairly good when you're out of 4 feet. It's fantastic. And after you fall off 4 feet, then I think it's the noise cut off. So shall we go with the 2 minutes of pain for those guys?
Well, I will.
Okay.
All right. My name's Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Been putting together a web page and trying to get the whole show figured out. So I've been reading on Google and I got stuck reading on this cascading spreadsheets and
style sheets.
Style sheets, and oh my gosh, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. You know, compared to 10 years ago, HTML. So
don't feel bad. I don't understand.
I think it'll all go. I think style sheets will go away in about 5 years anyway if they're not already starting to, because they're really not that good. Something better, I hope.
But you don't know what it is.
No. No.
But it's going to be XML.
So I don't know. So
if they fix XML replaces, it's
not. Yeah.
Maybe the whole page would be completely flash.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
I'm just saying, that's an idea.
If they opened it up, I think that'd be great, you know.
Everything's going to be changing again.
Well, you can make a lot of nice interfaces with Flash, though, compared to HTML.
Just be an interactive video.
Interactive.
What is that? That could be good, that could be bad. Well, wow.
Right. I don't use it myself. But
more times than not, I've needed, like, video drivers for my PC. And where do you gotta go? I gotta go to ATI's website. All right, I don't have graphics. Well, let's use e-links, you know, text-based browser. I get to their site and they use all this JavaScript crap and I'm stuck. What do I do?
Right.
You boot up to the Windows computer.
Yeah, I go to another PC, get it, put it on a key or a pen drive and copy it over.
See, that's fine.
That's
always
the business site works just fine.
Yeah.
But ATI, you know, they never thought about that.
I was quite impressed by an actual CSS layout for Flash. There's a Nintendo DS game, one of the Mario games, I believe, Mario Smash or something like that. They have a page on YouTube, and when you go there, the whole page is like shaking and just crumbling in. The whole page is still usable. I think it's quite interesting.
You mean like the pieces are all...
Yeah, like every little section, like, you know, you have the tables for comments and link videos and all that. They all start falling all over the page and just falling in like bubbles. But every part of it that was clickable before was still clickable.
Oh, really?
Wherever it ended up. It was really amazing, actually. I was very impressed.
Oh, nice.
So the bottom line is... The older you get, the more you realize you really don't know much in life. Especially in this world of computers, I'll tell you that.
That's why I draw the line and say, I don't need to know that.
This
and
is what
I
want
to know that.
Talking about.
Yep, it's not new problem.
This is the game or the thing that falls in the middle?
What site is that? It's youtube.com/experienceweed.
So the whole page is made in
each CSS element. No. It's by dynamically changing the direct the
or the new
placement.
No.
Yeah,
actually I brought it in.
That's all done with
apparently they said it was the RAM. Well, they sent it into Acer. Acer said it was the RAM, and they're like,
but you know, you could couldn't you do a lot of that with JavaScript with that document object model? You know, you can move things around the same way. I don't know. I just rather the only thing I don't like about Flash is that sometimes the drive you have to get drivers for it, or you have to update Flash constantly.
Go to literally youtube.com/. I think that's what it is.
Yep. That's what it is.
Yeah. It's right. It's like a
from the presentation.
Yeah, they just change your layout.
That's pretty cool.
That's
cool.
Yeah, that is.
If you move CSS to HTML,
Mr. XML not lover.
Alright, so I'm going to fight you this.
Go.
I bought an install rig, a big monitor, a piston in video.
Yay!
Piston
in video.
It works fine. Oh, I'm angry cool. Because I have a dual monitor output. I moved my computer, rewired some stuff. I've got a
you can move
monitor
it
in the basement, hooked up. But I also have a good HTML CD TV, which I like to sit down with the kids, you know, for the play and entertain game or whatnot.
You can shake and it up.
I used to be able to hook up
cool
monitor outputs, mirrored image or a cloned image at different resolutions, and it won't do that anymore.
Oh, really?
The new NVIDIA drivers, they turn it off. And it physically will not work on Vista, which is the machine that it's on. Mm-hmm. And the older version of Vista.
You said a bad word.
Yeah. E-I-S-T-A-R is probably.
Boy, these Linux users, you know, they just cannot
turn off the rest of the machine.
The machine wants horsepower. There's more than one.
Oh, you can throw it around.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Cool. Here was Stacy. I was actually passing by my home group this week. And some people liked it. Some people even ordered a 6-pack.
How much did it end up being?
What did you buy? I got a little less than 48 bucks.
So four cases, or no, two cases
of beer. You should have a little bit more than
that. Yeah, how much did you drink when you make?
Well, it's a sweet liquid at the time.
Now that's a bottle, it's
a fun part. No, well, it's not completely done because it's not carbonated. So it tastes different.
Yeah, but you still have been drunk.
You could. Why would you? You have to wait. You have the anticipation for the whole week or 2 weeks. No time to crack it open and say, "Oh, I can try it right now." So, how's Miss Trump
doing? Tired apparently, but good. Had a job interview today, so.
Don't you already have a job?
It was a temporary job with the girl that was on maternity leave back.
Oh, darn thing. Can't she get pregnant again?
She's just
so sure she can. You should write her a
some
nice
people do.
So, if you can say it, where did you have interviews?
In Costco.
Oh, that's quite a long drive.
It's like 35 minutes.
Is it?
I drive 30 minutes to an hour every day, so 5 more minutes.
They don't have kids yet, so
it's... They don't have kids yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's...
Well, Stanley's got it all set up. They did a good product placement on the daycare. Right before you turn into the hospital parking lot is a daycare.
Sure.
Oh, that's convenient.
It's on
29.
Yeah. Hold on, X. If you take X.
Oh, it's Great Eastern.
Yeah.
Up east.
Yeah. Due east. East
kind of, what is it? Yeah,
Sandboy. Yeah. Good luck. Is it far off by there?
Yeah.
You can have lunch in Torpedo.
At the Torpedo, if you have all day.
I used to deliver food at Torpedo.
The Torpedo, God.
It's a restaurant.
It's right on the freeway, I think.
Yeah. You gotta stop there sometime. It's a lot of fun.
Is it?
Yeah. They had, when we went in there was only about 20% of the place full. All the other tables still had dirty dishes on them from the previous people, and they said they didn't have any tables yet, so we had to wait a while. And then when we sat down, this old gal was cleaning off a table, and she had one of those push carts, you know, and she was cleaning. And when we walked in, she was starting to clean this table, and it took forever to get our food. And after we ate and left, she was still cleaning that same table. She didn't quite have it done.
She was like 80.
Yeah, and she was the only person doing that in the place.
She was from the owner.
Could be. So if you're not in a hurry.
Yes,
the place. How was
the
food?
I don't really remember.
I guess it wasn't memorable. No.
The ambience of the place.
I think it was kind of generic.
Cool. Do you have anything else? How did you enjoy your soccer free day?
Too many.
Too many people?
Good.
Yeah, we had our most awarded salesman just by there.
Well, you didn't see the ones that were slipping under the tree.
I see. For the malls. How did you enjoy your software today?
I don't know. I might be good at giving things like that out, but I don't like doing it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that if we would stick around there for a longer period of time, you know, we could give away all 100 CDs.
Yeah.
That's why salespeople get paid the prices they do, because it's a taxing job.
It is. But, you know, if we would do it next year, you know, I think that what we should do is that we should actually have more people coming there, not at the same time, but, you know, let's say 2 hours and then we're
safe. We could set up turnstiles, and anyone going in the library has to go through those.
Yes.
Well, it might be too, you know.
You could have a beer tent.
Ooh, yeah.
For sure.
I don't know how that would work.
Especially Mr. Oh, there was a guy. He started talking and blah, blah, blah. And then he came in a spiel, you know, he came in a spin. And he was saying, oh boy, it used to be such a beautiful city, you know. We had everything here. We had the best cheese and the best beer. And it was fantastic, you know. And then Craig opened. You know, and they got all those little women in there. And then they don't want to work right now. This is what it is right now. I'm not sure he had McCain. I wasn't sure if I should make a connection there.
Oh, man.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, after that, I wanted to send him out, you know, on his way. Sure. And I just couldn't shake him.
Did anybody in the library and then you back out?
Yes. He was telling me that some country had the biggest inflation ever, and, you know, I used to live there. Somehow I don't recall it.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're a communist.
Yes, absolutely.
You can't shake it because that's how you were raised.
Absolutely. You were born that way, and that's what it is.
He probably just walked away from the group home.
Somebody was looking for him. Yeah. For that.
Yeah. So we got a couple of them. You know, we got only two people who knew something about Linux, and they call it Linux.
Linux.
Linux. Have you heard about Linux? And most of the people, you know, we made a Windows CD for most of the people, Windows users. And so I think that our target audience was right.
Yeah.
And I don't think that we will ever be able to just pass Linux CD.
No.
You know. At least not very recently.
So anyway, other stuff. I bought a battery backup for my PC. That's kind of cool. It's got the USB plug-in. There's a penguin on the box. So I'm like, oh, I gotta get it. Yeah, so it's got like the interface that, you know, keeps track of outages and everything. It tells the PC how much battery power is left in it. There's a little applet right in the panel that monitors it. If the battery gets too low, then it automatically shuts down the PC. You know the drill.
Yep. Yeah, today, actually, the Mr. XL Energy man came and he was saying, I'm going to replace your meter. Plunk. Done. And then Willis goes and he said, is your server down? And I said, I don't know, but I know that Mr. Energy.
I don't know, but the power's out. The server might still be running.
So I had to call help this at home. The help is needed to hit proper reset button.
You don't have to call it. You start back up.
So what's up with you have a hard native data center, basically?
I do, absolutely. I have two CDs. Yes, I do. I have two disks aligned in there. You know. I actually have a power line, one from Chippewa and the other one from
just in case.
Just in case, yes.
I don't know, your disaster recovery plan didn't work out so well there.
No, I called my technical support and...
Well, you shouldn't have to make the call. They should automatically get paid.
They did not detect it, that's right. I'll work on it.
It was an undetected power outage.
I do have a flashlight that has a backup that's got a cigarette lighter. Yeah, and it's blood stuff.
Alright.
You can do it on the PC.
You get a power inverter and you can charge your PC.
But my technical support at first would have to find out that the server isn't running.
Yeah.
And that's not very high in priority of my technical support people.
All technical support people are like that. Yeah, I've been waiting 3 days for them to remove a system from a domain. Yeah. The fun of working in global.
So, how are you?
Well, as I said, I'm a little tired. Having bought a new house, no penguin on it, but there'll be penguins in it. But, it's got a bear on it. I see many possibilities to fun things to try out and put in. Not enough money to do it, but a lot of fun things to try.
Mm-hmm. I guess Menard's going to be your friend sometime, bro.
I will be spending some paychecks there, I'm sure.
I know the people.
And Newegg and Cisco. And why does everything at Cisco have to cost like a minimum of $500?
It's the shipping.
The box. That's how much the box costs.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I just got my internet back, so yeah, I've been going with about a week without it, so a little bit of withdrawals, getting the shakes on.
Okay.
Why? I got my flash data fix at work.
So why the flight was coming up and down?
Huh? My internet?
Yeah.
For some reason, well, when I moved, I shut it down. It takes them a few days to move everything for some reason, and I just plugged in yesterday, and for some reason my modem defaulted back to a standard modem, PPOE, so it wasn't bridging anymore. My router didn't know what to do with that. I'm like, oh, okay. So I didn't mess with it yesterday, and after a few 30 minutes of thinking about it today, I'm like, all right, I'll plug directly into it. And yeah, for some reason the modem just randomly decided to go back to normal mode as opposed to bridge.
Maybe as a default? If I don't have the persistent storage.
You must have to really have powered off for a long time because that's, you know, I've had power outages and stuff spike. Like that before. And
sometimes the power spike will knock out the NVRAM and it'll default back to the battery setting.
Maybe, but it was unplugged for, I mean, it worked fine, and then I unplugged it. I plugged it in. No. So, I don't know, it's just kind of odd. Maybe they do have like a extra long capacitor in there, and after a few days they default it back.
Because, you know, if it has persistent storage, then it just doesn't do that.
Yeah, I don't know, a little odd. Otherwise, not too much else going on. I'm leaving for San Francisco on Sunday for a week of training. Not on Linux, unfortunately. I got to deal with some Microsoft product.
We close our eyes if you go to San Francisco.
I wish I had time to enjoy San Francisco.
just stay away from Castro District.
Yeah.
I've never been there, so I have no idea what
I'm for. It, okay. I've got to say. No, it's just...
There's a lot of good food in that town.
Yeah, I hope so.
Look, is that like Little Cuba or Cuban town?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
There's a lot of diversity.
Yeah, a lot of diversity, right?
Oh, I'll be driving a rental car to be fine.
Yeah, actually, you might have to be driving a lot in the same place.
I went through a Chinese market there. It was really.
Where I'm going to be, the training isn't actually right in. Well,
San Jose.
San Jose. I'll be flying into San Jose, and I'll be driving past Great America every day, which is going to kind of be unfair because it'll be like I'm going past it at 8 a.m. coming back at 8:30 p.m.
What kind of training are you getting in Windows?
It's like an enterprise, so it's Windows Vista Enterprise training. It's for Microsoft certification.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, I kind of stumbled into it, so I'll take it.
Yeah, work's paid for it all.
Yeah, definitely. I'll go to San Francisco for 7 days. I'll get a few hours in on Sunday of relax, do whatever I want.
It's very nice. It's a unique city.
Maybe you'll get the kind of trainer that just says, I'll take the afternoon off.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be nice, but I doubt it.
Well, sometimes it happens.
From what I was told, these are 5 12-hour days. You are there the whole time. And you pay to be there the whole time.
You were in Seattle.
Seattle. Microsoft. I got one of them Road Ahead grants.
Okay.
And 10, 15 years ago. And you're busy for 12 hours, man, your food's set up every day. Well, by the end of the week, you're like, we don't want to eat in the hotel. We're getting out of here. Yeah. And the cook felt terrible. He thought he was scaring everybody away because of his food. Nobody was staying in there. Like, we get out and go hours. Eat somewhere just to get out of the place.
Yeah.
But they have you going all day long.
Cool.
So.
Is that it?
That's it.
Nice.
That's plenty.
That's plenty. How about you?
Just enjoying my Myth box. I think that's great. Myth TV. And kind of thinking more on the lines what Byron just brought up. The one word he was talking about, money. I was thinking about that for organization, that if we want to continue doing things like that, which we should, which is great, but maybe we should find some way of getting a revenue stream.
Well,
and I'm thinking maybe
for the
what's that?
For the
yeah, and not membership fees or anything like that, but somehow like maybe an affiliation program on our website. And I don't know what SBC or AT&T's contract says, but maybe just put ads on it. I know it doesn't. Maybe not something we want to do, but just thoughts that I'm thinking about that if we want to continue doing big events like on Software Freedom Day that we're going to need money to do
it. Yeah, it is money, on the other side, a lot of corporations will not get you money because we are not a non-profit organization.
Yeah.
We are not an organization.
They can't write it off.
Yeah. They cannot write it off. So then the how much hassle do you want to go to become to be a the non-profit organization? And then your overhead, for me, it was for funds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it is.
You meet people, you pay as you go, pay for your food, for your drinks, you meet on a maybe outcome basis, it is not required. And I think that's why it was pretty successful here.
It was
three people, and at some point we had 17 people here. And so, I don't want to put any ads on the website because, I run because, I want to run.
Yeah, I know. I hear what you're saying. It's just that at some point, that comes up in every organization, I think. If you want to do something, then...
You could do a bake sale.
Well, I know that.
Oh, I can bake.
Big penguin food.
Yeah, I think Rusty can bake.
But yeah, big enough. He's an art mixer.
Oh, yeah. I thought organizing Soccer Freedom Day, even though it was some money, it was kind of cool because it wasn't just my event. It was our event, and we worked together, and then I had to leave, and other people pulled it together and had the stuff done, and had a flyer done, and had the CD stuff done, and had it printed, had image done. So on one side it was $100, so was it a lot of money? Not really. It's not that terrible amount of money. Could we scrunch $100? Right now we have 11 people here. If everybody would give $10, we can do it,
No, I agree. Right. But if there's a different, so we can do more events like that.
You don't wanna come to I need to have a job because I have a car. I have a car because I need to have a job.
Yeah.
It's a typical teenage, they have a job because they want to have a car. And they want to have a car. They need to have a car because they need to get the job. So,
It's a
rat race.
Well, yeah. It's just a thought I was thinking about. I agree that, the relaxed atmosphere of the organized is nice to have. Definitely.
We can think what we, how many people bought a shirt at a cafe press? That's the only people who bought a shirt. So if you want to sell the shirts, if you want to sell the shirts to support a log, then just give me those $18, okay? Because, it's not... Nobody made
that decision. But there's, it was just a thought. We don't have to really, there's something to think about. Yeah.
Right now we are planning on going to Ohio Olympics. You pay as you go. And if you don't have money, buy our shares at a time. My share is $15. How much more?
Has anybody actually made money on Google Ads? Has anybody actually gotten a check from Google for?
You need to have $100 bank before you get a
Well, when it used to be $15, as soon as I had $14.99, they raised it to $100. So I'm just wondering if that just keeps going. They just keep bumping it one step farther than what you got.
The description is that they can discontinue your account
or anytime you want.
Let's say I know about a guy who already cashed it once, $100, and then he was putting it on next time, and they said, because you said XYZ, because you're not supposed to encourage on web clicking,
right.
then we are closing your account. Yeah. And that's it.
I guess.
So then you're trying to chase the tail, as you wouldn't set anything offensive because you already have $95 there.
$20.
When people click
when they click on it.
People click what?
They click the ad on your page, and you put in the code on your page that connects to Google servers, and they look at your page and they pick words out of it and place ads, different ads each time you load the page. They place them depending on what the content of your page is, and if somebody clicks on it, those people have paid for Google to place their ads. So say you have an ad for ice cream or something, somebody clicks on it.
So you put an ad on your page that's linked to Google.
You're basically just putting
somebody
a link.
Somebody else clicks on it, then it puts a dime in your account.
Yeah. Right. And there's affiliation programs too. So say Target. Say you put an ad on your page for Target, you can sign up for their affiliation program. So if someone picks on the banner on your page and buys something, because if it's a cookie on their computer, then it tracks that, then Target will give you a kickback. Or say Amazon is famous for that too. And they'll give you a kickback of, you know, it's called an affiliation program. And a lot of companies do it to get traffic to their website. So if someone, you know, has cookies turned on and they go through your link and then they eventually buy something, and you get, you know, $2-3 back.
Yeah, like people that write book reviews and then they'll have the link to Amazon.
Well, that's why all that stuff's on there. That's yeah. Okay. All right, that makes sense. So,
you know, when you come up with some book sale, you know, why don't organize it?
No, I was just something to think about because...
Yes.
Yeah.
Because...
You know, it goes, you know, how much effort do you want to spend?
Yeah.
You know, is it worth it, you know? Is it worth it, you know, 5 days of organizing? Is it worth it for the $100? You know, because the bake sale that you get, you know, what do you think, how much money are you going to get from
it? Well, not a bake sale.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Yeah.
Special. Well, we can think about this.
But not too much, because, but yeah. Something that should be not that old, because
it's only like $20 from you.
No, I got it. So just, I got it in my pocket. I got it.
That's his money raising plan.
No,
that's fine.
No, I'm fine on doing that. I got no problem. Just, you know, maybe other ways to do it too.
Yeah.
Cool. Sure. If you think of any good ways, let me know, because I'm always looking for ways.
Yeah, I'll do it as a part-time too.
We go to, what did you say, bar tab?
No, I'll do it as a part-time job.
Oh, part-time job. Or we could just make, what big better is a beer sale, and you could make the penguin beer, and then just, and it could be a CD at the bottom of the bottle.
If you want to sell the beer, yeah. You need to have a license.
Right.
And you need to go up and down, and it's not that easy. As well as the way you sell it is regulated.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so if you want to have a homebrew, it's not for my house. Don't try to sell it.
Don't try to sell it.
Because they'll come after you.
Low slugger.
Oh, that was a lock logger.
Lug logger.
Lug logger.
It's just short up to lugger.
Lugger. So no slugger, but lugger. Yeah. Cool?
Really quick, speaking of Google, I just found this on Slashdot. There's a town in Russia. They figured out when the Google Earth satellite was going to be going overhead. And they were a little bit behind on the calculation. But they got a bunch of people together in their town square all wearing yellow capes.
Yellow capes?
Yeah. It'll say yellow capes.
Yeah, look at that. Oh my goodness.
Big smiley face.
Those restaurants, you know,
Oh, did you? Yeah, have you played with that package at all?
I looked at the SDK for it, yeah. And when I saw that it looked very similar to Java, which I work with every day, I got it all excited.
Oh, yeah?
But if they had a plugin for Eclipse, the little example of Hello Android program instead of Hello World and stuff.
Yeah, they...
So I'll get around to playing with it. Looks...
How big a footprint does that require in the, like, say, in your cell phone or whatever you're putting it in? You know, how big a memory? Oh no, I wouldn't expect.
You know, when you think about it, it is really the Android is running specialized JVM.
That's what it is.
Really customized, really tweaked JVM.
Oh.
It is running some kind of Java, but it is not Sun's Java.
It's not Sun's Java.
No, it is not Sun.
That might be.
Who's coming out with the first Android phone?
It's T-Mobile, it's
an HTC
phone,
it's a T-Mobile phone. That's right, T-Mobile. And it's coming out like next week or something.
It's nice. The
22nd. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're wrong.
It's got GPS included in the package, doesn't it?
It looks like it's GPS
and
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it looked like there was some pretty sweet and some apps built into it.
Yeah, it's not quite as defined as the iPhone.
Yeah.
I told him he should write me a brewer's log. And first day he was excited about it, And today he said no. I don't understand that. Because a mixed message is here. Then he was saying, oh, I'll write it on Android. And I'm saying, I'm not writing any Android.
See? I thought you just had Android program and I was all excited.
No.
Anyway.
So, well, I guess I've been running off that squirrel mail on a new box and on the old box simultaneously. And I think I might have mentioned this last time, but as I was setting it up, I found that if you have there's different ways to do the sorts, and if you let the script do the sorting, you know, like when you click on your headings in your email, like sort by date, sort by, if the script is sorting it, it's painfully slow, but the mail servers are able to do that sorting directly, like the courier or, you know, the POP3 servers can do that sorting. They do it just like that. So now the old machine is so fast I almost didn't need to replace it. But since I already have the other one, now I've got the two of them running side by side. So I keep typing in all these rsync commands between them, and I want to just make like a batch file to do that. And I was talking to you earlier. I think I know how to do it now with a pound and a...
Exclamation
mark, then point it at the shell, and then just type in your commands, right?
Pretty much, yeah. And it also supports, you know, you can do regular programming like if statements. There's
loops.
You can do in there. You can have functions, so it's a regular programming.
Yeah. Language. I just want to go through a string of rsync statements on it as a cron job in the middle of the night or something. That's,
you know, you're gonna make a shell script that's run by the cron job.
Right. And then I can have the other machine just as a backup that gets synchronized at night. So that's about it. And that's... That was it.
Awesome.
How about you?
Well, I've been getting over the shakes of opening day of school. Oh man, we got the 100 new computers and then. Which meant we actually had to move about 500, so there were no printers. None of our 100 printers worked, or our 100 scanners worked. And everybody wanted it, you know. So, but I think we're catching up. Other than that, then we found out we're probably getting 1,000 new machines in our district, roughly. And they're going to be used ones, I guess, when IBM rents them.
Is that how we're picking up their $440 million in the school district?
Yeah.
I like it.
Shoot. So hopefully I'll have some machines this year for the Ubuntu giveaway. But, you know, finding storage space for that many machines, and it's not the machines, it's the monitors that are so...
I'll rent the space just to keep them from throwing them away.
I know. So, you know.
The monitors? Well, the monitors, they can have them. Yeah, I guess I don't care that much about those. I'm afraid they'll throw the boxes away if they sit anywhere for too long. Somebody will come by and say, oh, we're going to throw these away.
Don't do that. Are they pinning right. Fours?
No. I think they're P3s.
But they'll
be a pretty decent machine, you know, if you don't have one, do some surfing and get the open office on there and a bunch of them. They'll be real. I know I've already got kids coming up to me going, what are you going to do that?
I think a lot of kids would like to have a computer. They just can't afford it, you know.
That is interesting. When we were at the software freedom day, and I heard people just doing that, but I believe that some people did not actually have a computer. Some people just said, oh, we don't have a computer, so.
Right.
So there was actually quite a lot of people who were saying, you don't have a computer.
Well, I think all those people on the internet in the library don't have a computer. Why else?
Sure.
That's
probably
what they do.
Well, that's a good thing.
Well, that makes good sense now.
So we are
like, oh, yeah, I suppose. Well, it's always if they had a computer at home. They would.
Where we shall be? At a tech university?
Speed's probably there, too, at the library.
No, that makes sense.
Fast computer.
But I go to the library and I have a computer.
It's probably one of the best.
Yeah. Well, if you don't sit down and look at the internet for
because there are a lot of people.
No, not the library.
People who do and don't have computers.
Yeah. But I was quite surprised, you know, to... People say, oh, we don't have
a computer. Yeah, because I've had quite a few kids come into my office going, when are you going to do this?
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll get enough people. I don't know, 1,000 machines.
Well, if you need help, you know, just holler.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to see more once we get more set and how many we're getting and where they're all going and how we're going to do this.
Are they going to basically all be the same type of machine?
From my work,
pretty easy, just to image it and dump it on there.
Right.
From my work, we were saving CD drives, but then you guys didn't say anything.
Yeah,
so
kind
I think
of fell
they
through
went
this.
Down south.
Yeah, I kind of fell through this year. We didn't get nearly as many as we wanted, and then we were using the memory and stuff out of all of them to add the memory to the ones we still had.
Yeah.
And the floppies are full of gum and pennies and stuff.
Their kids using it as like, you know, putting them in a penitentiary or something. That the stuff gets destroyed.
They get used very heavily at school.
My high school used to have the old CD-ROM drives that were rubber band driven.
Oh, yeah.
That would last like 2 days. There wouldn't be a working CD-ROM drive in the lab.
When the mice had removable balls, wasn't
oh,
this
yeah.
one? You had to glue the sticker on
super
it.
Glue
yeah.
polish
you,
up, yeah.
We glue them with fingernail yeah. polish. If you put two drops on, you can still crack them off.
Back in Windows 3.1 days, we would always, you could do the settings where you could have the mouse wrap around, and then you could set the sensitivity of the X and Y coordinates. So we'd crank the sensitivity on the Y coordinate and turn the X sensitivity all the way down and then set it to scroll. So you'd move the mouse over like the entire width of the pad and the cursor would move maybe like a millimeter and it would scroll through the page like about 1,000 times.
Don't forget inverting the X and the Y.
Oh, and then you invert the X and the Y and put that together. And there was no way anyone could use the mouse.
These think a lot like comedians here.
Yeah, we've seen a lot at the high school. They try everything. So.
Do you work at the Oak High School District?
Yeah, I work at Memorial.
Oh.
So there's two of us. There's like 800 computers there.
Yeah, that'll keep you busy up.
Oh, I told you, I'm just getting over the shakes from the start. I couldn't go and do one thing and come back and not have five more things to do. It was just, ooh.
And when people have problems with their computer, they tend to take it out on tech support. You know, like, they don't even realize they're doing it.
That's the biggest frustration were the people who couldn't even plug it in.
Like you were trying the best.
Right.
But they couldn't even plug it in. You know, we'd have it'd take half a day to get a lab all set up, and then they'd come in and they go, "Well, we moved our lab to the other side of the room, but we didn't want to plug it in."
No, none of the computers are working.
It's like, oh my God, all the wiring you got to redo and all the words. But, you know, we'll have to see. This 1,000 machines is going to be a lot. And we're all going to have to be going to the elementary schools. I guess they're all probably getting upgraded labs. So they're not new machines. They're probably the D530s, the HP D530s and the 510s, which is better than what we've got now. So we'll have to see how it goes.
Yeah, so
crossing my fingers.
We got a new guy at work. He's following me around and go, yeah, tech support's a thankless job. They're not going to call you up and go, boy, my computer's been working for the last 4 days. I really appreciate it.
Right. I do have people bring me a lot of chocolates.
But if it goes down, come over here, no!
Yeah.
So how is that good news?
Exactly.
Yeah, they've had to learn patience.
Cool. How about you?
One thing that was kind of interesting, I got a single sign-on to work in an active XP to log into an Active Directory, a NetWare login, and automatically mount a drive in from a Fedora server that was sharing user directories, and to mount shared space in all three systems with one sign-on using a password.
Like a script that runs, or?
Well, it was a combination of there was a login script for XP that was assigned to your profile, and a login script that was assigned to your user account through NetWare, and then the Windows script mounted the Linux script inside the shell.
Yeah.
Nice way to do it.
I think I did that last.
Yeah. It's not too difficult, but it was a little tricky.
It's different to work with all three systems at once and a nice script that'll do it.
And then we had to figure out how to get that to work across the router to run pet.
Yeah.
Sounds very technical to me. What did I do? Oh, last week we had what did we do? South of Freedom Day. Oh, thank you. And, well, I was talking already about this. Yeah. And what else? I opened my first beer on Saturday, and it was drinkable. Yeah, I start sharing around.
Because you're 21.
You're still here, you're not dead, so.
No, they were saying, your beer, even though it might taste bad, it will never kill you.
That's pretty. That's always pretty.
It's marketing skill, actually.
That's high
it's
praise.
Your line. You know, the line lager, it might taste bad, but it will never kill you.
Alcohol
will kill the germs.
But not you.
Not you.
But not you. Unless you drink enough of it.
Well,
well,
but that would be ridiculous.
It would be alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
So, and that would be probably about it. I'm really involved in that homebrewing right now, so that is sort of on the back burner.
No!
What?
Don't leave those saying Linux is in the back burner. So don't you have to have some kind of automated system to monitor the process? You know, like
yes,
providing bar graphs and things.
You can get a text support office too.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm monitoring my fermenters right now.
Sure. Is that a pretty big operation? Take up half the house?
No.
No? Just a bathroom or a
no,
corner?
It's, you are fermenting 5 gallons. So.
Oh, okay. Sure.
You can lift it up.
Yeah.
You can
move
it.
Okay. I tried once with one of those like bags that you get a bag. I don't know. It was a couple, this is like 10, 15 years ago. Yeah, and I tried to get it.
Don't do Mr. Beer, please.
Mr. Beer. It was like everything that you spent. You dump it in this bag and you add water and you're supposed to put it in the corner for like a week or two and then drink it.
No.
We were in college, so like this will be great.
Why
are
you
taking
sugar
with
it?
That's how they make it. Is that what we. I remember putting sugar in there.
Yeah.
Baggies full of rotten raisins and apples.
Oh, in jail, yeah.
Yeah, jail whiskey. No, that's what they were talking about. They can't give bread out to the inmates in the jail because they'll try to make bread.
Yeah, try to take
the yeast out of the bread and mix it with their fruit in a bag and eat it. Like, what in the world?
When you got this for? Yeah, this
for. Yeah, all day.
You got all day.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, yeast is actually a living creature, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, you can actually cultivate yeast out of the air.
Really?
You have, yeah.
He was saying how we make a sourdough. That actually, you mix the flour and you just let it sit
for a couple days and then you put it in your fridge. And then you like let it breathe and add a little bit of sugar to.
Every so often you refill that liquid.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
the
guy who was interviewed even had a name for his starter.
Yes.
It's hardcore when you have a name for your yeast.
And they say it's actually like different areas produce different, very different tasting breads. Because of the natural quantity of yeast in the air and the different types of yeast in the air.
Cool.
It's okay with PETA then, to make beer?
It's
okay with PETA even though you're killing millions of innocent yeasts.
Killing them?
You're making them a better home.
You got me. Yeah.
Doesn't the alcohol kill them?
That's higher alcohol. Higher alcohol.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Okay.
You refresh it as you wouldn't get.
Does that mean the tour?
Yeah.
Wild yeast?
Wild yeast.
Good tour.
Free range.
Good ending. Good ending.
How about you, Willis? I've been to see you for some time.
I haven't been gone for a month. I went on vacation, and I got dropped with a couple of deadline things at work, and just didn't replace the phone system at the point. And then, aside from that, I sold my laptop, and I used the excellent for over 4 weeks.
Oh, I can picture a CD.
It's not that. It's the time. I picked up a program and how they got that to trying to reverse engineer progressive random generation.
Wow. Progressive random generation.
That
sounds interesting.
Thanks.
That is interesting.
When did you go on vacation?
I went to Canada for the weeks.
Fishing?
Fishing to Canada.
Cool. We don't have a projector, but what we can do, we can go on. Hey, we have two listeners right now. Yeah, rocking. Still two. All
right,
listen. Who is listening? Bring it out.
Oh, I'm not even sure if I could down here.
So what we can do is we can go, there's another item. The one to tell about the Ohio Linux Fest, the people who are coming, who are going. You go?
When is it?
You go? I go? It's October 11th and 10th and 11th. People will be leaving on Friday morning, early morning. We would leave by 5 o'clock, that would be fantastic, because it's 11 hours drive, and if we would be there at 6 p.m., that would be great. And we are there 2 days. On the website, actually, there's an article about Ohio Linux Fest. So if you go there, you can find out what is the, schedule. Whoever is, they already have a speaker there. It's the Kyle Bacon from Canada. Yes, you
and
now
going? No, I'm both. Yeah, I got sadly canceled their podcast that was on.
Yeah.
Because it was British and full of obscenities and it was a terrible subject, but it was swearing with an accent and made you laugh.
Jeez.
Simple-minded, so.
It just made you Linux, the use Linux even more. That's right. The guy from La Crosse is joining us. His handle is Timrit. He was saying that he would actually come night before here, so he could attend lab meeting. And then from I said he can stay overnight in my house. Then we open. So right now we have 4 people. Does anybody else want to go?
I'll go.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, well, we can't go if we're going to go here.
You've been picked already, so you don't have to.
All right.
It's just Saturday.
It's Friday night and Saturday.
Nice. Well, you're coming back the same day?
You are driving back on Sunday.
Oh.
So you are driving there on Friday, and you are coming back on Sunday.
Just staying over two nights.
Is it? It's in Ohio?
Ohio.
It's a 12-hour drive?
Columbus.
Oh, yeah. On the freeway.
And we will go, we will not go through Chicago, just to make sure that we'll get there.
Do we go south, do we have to go to get around Chicago?
Actually,
do they have the latest Google map of that?
It's
taking the toll roads. I'm sure you got changes too.
You get, well, I know you get a little bit in Illinois, but yeah. I don't know far enough.
It doesn't matter. You just drive right
all
through
the end.
Make sure you don't drive through the way back.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Make sure you don't drive through the way back.
I got a speeding ticket in Ohio once. You won't get 500 yards past there before they'll pick you up.
No, as long as you stop and you tell them you don't have any change, they'll let you go.
Okay. I never tried that.
Because I asked somebody from Chicago, it's like, if I went, because I'm from Wisconsin, we don't have tolls, we just think, you should go drive on the road. But
that's
the thing. I asked them, it's like, what do you do if you're on a change? Well, they just take your license plate number down, and they keep track of it. If you do it too many times, they'll start doing something.
They also, they updated.
I went to Chicago the other day, and it used to be 40 on every toll booth.
Yeah.
So right now, each toll booth is different. And
really?
You don't,
you don't know what it is sometimes you hit that hoover. So you have like a roll of the money. You know.
Have a change drawer.
Give it a change! Give it a change! You gotta have your co-pilot in there.
And when you're driving along, you know, so right now you're driving and there's maybe, you know, 500 yards, so then there's a toll booth and there's $1.25. So what am I going to do? So the roll of $1, I get the change, you know.
Washer, Canadian, penny, paper clip. Oh, I'm good.
The Indiana tollway costs a lot, too.
Yeah, but that's one time deal. You get on, you get a ticket. When you get off, you pay it on the back.
Oh, they changed it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, at least the one
it's always been like that.
Really?
And don't speed.
Even 16 years ago?
Well, I don't know, 60.
They know what time you got the ticket. They know where you ended up. That's an automatic ticket if you get there too early.
Really?
Jeez.
Oh, okay.
You know, I like the Indiana ones, they have all those really nice big rest areas.
Yep, they do.
But don't lose your ticket. They charge you full pass no matter where you are.
Well, you're going to go the full distance anyway.
Yeah. So we can just throw it out.
So we're going to go south from Madison?
We go south from Madison and then we go to Rockford.
Do you want to borrow Garmin?
You know, if you say where to go, if you put it in.
We just did that last week, didn't we?
We were showing
it. I haven't used Garmin since I was in
Colorado. You know, I'm a technical person, so I cannot actually say where I go from there. Oh, okay.
A lot of women like
a map, I think,
because they don't know where they're going.
Yeah, well, it's
okay,
so
easy.
You're
worried that my GPS died at Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
That's why a map is better.
That's where it stopped. It would not work after that GPS one.
At Devil's Lake?
Yeah.
That's why they call it Devil's Lake.
Oh, it looks messed up on the map. It's like, it's so flat there, so anyone has a little spot, it just spread out. So you just had all these weird temples.
Well, it's one of those. You would see the buffalo.
I did see it.
The best buffaloes.
There's the guy in the cabin who's got programmed to give the bad coordinates to anyone driving by.
Does it leave in his cabin?
Yes.
Oh,
sure. And like family vacation, the guy to go to. See that sign over there? You don't want to go that way. You want to go over this way.
So that was about Ohio Limits List. Then we have another about Android.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of buzz yesterday, 2 days ago about Android.
Yeah.
Did somebody read it?
Yeah, I read it.
No headphone jack. Let's just slow down. No headphone jack?
No headphone jack.
No headphone jack on the phone.
Right.
That was a proprietary mini USB. It's not a regular mini USB. It's an HTC proprietary one.
Oh, jeez.
You gotta get an adapter. I actually was able to order an stamp just a iPhone adapter where you can use
my phone. So far, they're saying the time of release for this is no problem.
Is that why?
Only three and a half adapter that you have to use. Just provide your stamp to the speaker. Which is even better.
What is Android? Is it?
It's a platform. No. It's an operating system, like Symbian.
Oh, okay.
I tried, I didn't get it in general, but I'm not happy with audio at all. It's tricky since you get an actual music call.
Well, telephone should, you know, you should be able to make a phone call. Don't you?
They're optimized.
I wish it
sounded like a phone. You should make a phone call.
I crossed my fingers that the Google calendar stuff would get in here as well, because I've never come across my music.
Yeah. Really minimalist, of course, all those people are comparing with the last one. Well, when iPhone came up, there was, you know, there is still a lot of software.
Can iPhones do YouTube yet? Because they couldn't when they first came out.
I don't think they have any flash capability. Well, the flash license has changed.
Yeah, recently.
So you can't redistribute.
Okay. I just didn't know if they had a player that actually worked on there. Is there a good one for Linux anywhere? Does any good flash player exist for Linux?
Well, you can
play Nash or whatever. Nash.
Yeah, Skipping is a class, an open class.
This is kind of scary. Has anybody else heard about this new clickjacking exploit that's just recently come out? There's no patch for it currently, so they're trying to keep it under wraps.
What is it called?
It's called clickjacking. Apparently, it affects all major browsers. I think they said all major operating systems. Doesn't involve JavaScript or Flash. There's really not. All browsers are vulnerable to it, besides maybe Linux.
How does it suppose it is?
And what happens?
Right, Byron's
not
favorite.
Not every website working it.
Anyway, so what is the picture?
Apparently, they don't even really won't give out any specifics. There was a conference about it that really, well, I guess a lot of people couldn't get in. They didn't want specific people there. But it allows an attacker to, like, you can do it in JavaScript. You don't need it, but like using JavaScript, you could embed it on even an eBay page or a MySpace page, anything really that has dynamic content. And it allows the attacker to click on anything on that page without you knowing about it. And apparently for each click that the user makes, it allows the attacker one click to do anything.
On the page?
Unknown. Well, I think it has to be on that page. They don't really explain it very well. But
that's crazy. Great. You know, should unplug the computer and put it in the closet.
About e-commerce, actually, we started to have more fraud recently.
Yeah.
And what it is that somebody had stolen credit cards and addresses and all the information, even on the back of credit card
number.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They had it all. And how we find out is, or how we found out is that it was not placed from IP address from the United States. It was placed, let's say, from South Africa, or in this place, you know, all these countries, which we don't do much business with.
Okay.
So, I don't know. This is just that this kind of.
That was the only way you could recognize.
That was the only how to recognize it was placed outside of the United States.
Did you have to, like, how did you get the calling IPs of those?
When somebody, well, if somebody do a request on your
page.
Yeah, so it's coming. Well, it's coming from the
page. Okay, so that's where you actually log the IPs of the incoming. That's a good idea. I never thought of doing that.
Apache does it automatically, do they?
We just look in the Apache log.
Well, yeah, but
this one is on Apache log, but
whatever web log.
So. It was interesting.
Yeah, there is also encryption also around the 1.4.
Do you guys do a lot of e-commerce?
We do a fair amount.
How much as a percent of fraud would you say?
I don't know about that. But they were saying that it's fairly significant.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, in the last 3 or 4 months, it's been prosperous.
I don't know.
But it's a problem, obviously. So, so something's
up. Let's talk about conjecture. Come on.
That doesn't stop politicians. Go ahead.
Right. Come on.
Who needs facts?
Conjecture.
They just confuse the situation.
You know, I think we need to be one of those which they are going to receive those $700 billion.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't give them that money, then it's going to be a recession. I thought that's why we got those stimulus checks.
Right. Look, I want to do the math. What's $700 billion divided by 200 million?
300 million people in the United States, you mean?
Yeah.
Under 18. Over 18.
2,500 each.
2,500?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but it is.
What I know is that we cannot have a health care insurance for everybody here because it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
But we can
bail out every major company.
It's for $700 billion.
$700 billion with no strings attached.
Well,
clearly
capitalist.
No, he's not even elected. They want to give it to a private sector individual who can give it to whoever he chooses, but no,
for whatever reason.
For whatever reason.
Any stock. at any price he wants. You know, he could, so, oh, my friend has a stock. I'll buy all his stock at five
sounds,
times.
Sounds like good corruption is brewing.
Yeah.
Never mind. Let's
back to brewing.
Let's
again.
Go back to brewing.
All right, moving on. I'm going to see him.
SGI released OpenGL, and they are saying huge gift to free software community.
Oh, yeah.
I got about halfway through that article and I was kind of depressed. That's really frustrating.
Oh, it stayed depressing.
Yes, it's not it did.
Yeah.
Is it all about licenses?
They used to have some kind of punch license.
Well, they're still pretty looking for it. They changed it by the program causing license. Abnormal. Yeah, basically saying in Florida, that will like you. If we come up with this license, well, progresses this one, that's your license. So they can rewrite the previous license whatever they want, and they can do it. Of course, this is all coming four or 5 years too late anyway.
I wonder how much of it's driven by Microsoft, since Microsoft is a member of OpenGL committee. It seems kind of, you know, a little shady, seeing as they're the direct competitor for it. They're the sole competitor.
Microsoft has very, very little to do with.
But could they be delaying stuff behind the scenes? OpenGL isn't, they don't, the committee doesn't really say all that much other than the fact that, you know, we all know they're horribly slow. It's been forever since 2.0 came out there.
The problem with OpenGL is that it started as a CAD software, but then when they made a committee for it, it wasn't Microsoft, and it was every major CAD studio or every major PC hardware manufacturer. They got a piece into it, and then everybody would just butt heads and nobody would agree on it, and so they got nowhere. Which is where OpenGL got now. They've got a few things in there that are interesting. Have potential and progress, but they're still butting heads. OpenGL 3 was supposed to be completely different from OpenGL 2. It's the same thing. It's just a few corners cut and you can't go fast.
Yeah. Another article was that OpenGL and and then we got lots of test stuff there. A lot of stuff was released as a beta. So there was an article about Picasa 3. Did anybody try Picasa 3? It's Windows, it runs in Hawaii.
It worked really well in Hawaii. Picasa 2 ran decently. It flaked out the menus, unless you had Google's version of it, but actually installed the Windows. So far, I'm really happy with it, actually.
So they're saying that it does have, it's going to have a raw image support, mostly, and also total repair. And there was then there was another article about Sopranos, which are zeros that released games that one was released. Actually, the release candidate 2 was released. So it's going to be released before. I think it's going to be released pretty soon. Because 3.0 is supposed to be with a 2.0 release.
The beta version is not going to
end up. It's probably all different components, yes.
That's the one thing I noticed. I didn't try to help.
What was that?
I didn't notice anything as a user
I think what you the biggest thing what is there is that you should be able to edit PDFs.
Oh, you can. That's
nice. You should be able to PDF.
How are the PDFs been working for you guys? Because some of them that we tried didn't transfer too well. Like, they come up with all the text was on there somewhere. You could select it, but you couldn't see it. It was like the same color as the background, but you couldn't change it or see it.
Some PDFs, you mean in a reader here?
Well, in a different, if you've made a PDF in OpenOffice and then you put it on the web or transferred it to view it on a different machine, it didn't come up.
Yeah, like you're trying expect. To open it in Corel.
What?
No, I when opened we opened it. The PDF in Corel, we didn't get text.
No, that was right in Adobe's Reader. It didn't even show up in the old Adobe Reader.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Or no, when you like Illustrator, Adobe Illustrator wouldn't select the text.
Well, so you think Illustrator
text,
would?
Right.
Yeah, you would think Illustrator would work with a PDF, but.
Couldn't read it. It was a front. We didn't
even have. Never tried it. That article was there about Flash Player 10 as beta.
Oh yeah.
Anybody?
Flash Player sucks.
Does that mean it'll be available for Linux?
Yes, it'll be available.
Okay.
So I know that the alpha is going to be there for some time. I know that somebody tried to install it.
I tried their first beta. The first beta was crap.
It was really?
About the worst piece of software I think I've ever tried. The second beta is slightly better than Flash 9, so it's still crap.
Yeah. I think that what he was saying in a 10, was it the HD stuff?
Yeah. Which stuff? What are you talking about?
HD, playing the HD crisis.
X264
or whatever.
X264. I can't remember. I don't really care about that coding too much.
Yeah.
You can't watch video on Linux anyway, either way, because Flash isn't fast enough. So who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. If you know, if I blink my eyes real quick, then it actually looks good because then it's going at the same speed.
You found workaround.
Found the workaround.
So we are not going. You will do exercise too.
If you don't get a
that's
seizure,
that's why you are going to be skinny and healthy.
Well, because you blink your eyes.
Your eyebrows.
Right. You say he's overweight.
I will burn like that. An extra 2 calories an hour doing that.
Heads up, you know?
Yeah.
Could have one more brewski.
It's enough for me already.
There was a Ubuntu new version, Alpha 6, was released. There was a shotgun article. I would discourage anybody to install any alphas. And since last Ubuntu 8.4, I'm not installing any betas. I'll wait for the whole version. Thank you very much.
Very good, very good. Good job.
Yeah,
is there any of the new 805s?
Yeah.
805.
Or 810.
It's October 30th.
Oh my. What's October 3rd?
It's Ubuntu release schedule.
Oh.
So can be an LTS.
They're already talking about releasing the new version of Windows earlier next year, like in February or
something.
In March.
That's what I heard too, 2010. Yeah. And you know they'll miss that deadline too.
I believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Because they had Longhorn, which is Vista right now, and it works for years and years and years and years, and they were saying, oh, it's going to be next year, it's going to be released.
It took years to make it that crappy. You have to keep adding more crap to it.
It's double and triple of it.
Yeah.
The same stuff.
But they dropped all the features that they were going to have, you know, the good features like the relational file system and all that. That all they just canceled all this. Is it?
We'll see.
Yeah.
They kind of backed off on it. They're like, well, we decided that this wasn't really all that useful to users.
By 2010, though, they're not going to have NTFS in the new operating system.
Why not?
Drives would be too big for it, probably, by then.
So you're putting
Yeah.
You put 64 bit on it. Well, you are going to 64 MTFS.
No, do they have
it? Fat, and it was fat 32. Yeah, why not?
MTFS 64. You don't even have to change it. You just have to add a 64 onto the end of your
screen. And you're done. Yep. You know? Sounds like a good plan to me.
Heck, you could even make it 80. Really confuse the computer people, but normal people go, wow, that's bigger than that 64 stuff.
It's the MTFS, though, is a universal name. New technology process.
Whatever happened to ZFS? I thought that was going to be everywhere because they opened it up, you know.
ZFS. Oh,
that
ZFS.
Supposed to be really
good. Yeah, Solaris. There's a licensing issue. Why?
It wasn't GPL, so it can't be put into the kernel.
Yes. But what kernel people are saying, if ZFS would be GPL version 3, then it is good enough incentive for kernel to go to GPL.
Yeah.
Was it empty? Yeah. Yeah.
Like
a lot of these stuff
to do it. Yeah. Plus dealing with huge files and directories to realize.
Well, you can do Snapchat. Okay, let's go on. They are saying that NMAP recognizes iPhone and visualize network. There was some kind of article, whatever I put it for. I think it's a new version of NMAP, so you can actually do. How I know NMAP? NMAP is a command line tool, and they are saying that you can visualize it, so it's going to be probably user interface. Java sound and music software for Linux. So I guess. Because Java is not just for Linux, it's for any operating system. There was some music software stuff. Free BBC DRAC codecs version 1.0 was released. There are actually two articles about that. That somebody already had DRAC coder and decoder. I don't know who was that, but there was that.
What's it for, MP3s or?
DRACs. DRAX is a codec on its own.
Like for
video?
Video?
Okay. I think it's probably for audio too. There might be, well, if you have video, then you have audio and video.
That's the container, that's not the codec.
Yeah.
They're not doing a container, they're doing the codec.
Yeah, doing the codec. Okay.
So it would be either MPEG, an AVI, or a Fiora container. They said that it works in all of those. So probably, I don't think audio is included. I think they just go with MP3 or something else.
It is relatively free. So that's
they actually released it under GPL and it's 11 or MIT, I don't know, one of the licenses. They released it under multiple licenses to make sure that it can be used in whatever piece of software you need to be using it.
And it's supposed to be pretty good. But never tried it, but that's what I know. Project on Move Sweet Home 3D. That was, I think it was like a CAD.
Yeah, for room interior designers, you could use that for your new house, like bring your furniture and before you have to move it
like
physically.
Okay, so 3 weeks positioning.
Right. Takes longer than actually moving it.
What program was that?
I just did that
in
Inkscape. We did that
in Inkscape. Oh, yeah. Just drew everything out to size. Cool. And went, okay, I want this to get done. Okay.
We took the
measurements pretty good, actually.
I'm so happy I know you guys and I'm friendly with you.
No, we're in an apartment, so you know, space is somewhat limited. So we can't just sprawl out like you know, and just be like, oh, well, we can just put a home brewing system right here, and we'll put another one over there. We don't have that extra space.
But you'll buy a house one day so that you can sprawl.
Right, exactly. But until then, we'll have to use Inkscape to find out.
Okay.
So what was this new program, not Inkscape?
It was Sweet Home 3D.
Sweet Home 3D.
I think it's a little bit more advanced.
Yes. Do you even have a
peasant? Do you even have
a peasant?
Well, I have some kind of really big house plants, so we
didn't
need
enough
space.
I think there's new release of VLC. It says VLC gives new look on Windows and Linux. And say that three times. Signalera for Arrive.
Signalera?
Sinalera?
Yeah, say that.
I'm about 40% confident that it's Sinalera.
We've had this idea that, you know, Wiki or somebody, they should start a pronunciation guide for all these Linux projects.
Actually, that is started, but nobody was using it.
And there are so many
different names. Because they pronounce the name.
Everybody was just like, I don't want to pronounce it that way.
I still like calling it Linux.
Yeah, well, two people call it too.
Yeah.
How about this one?
Everyone looks at me weird when I say GNOME.
Virtual
GNOME. And it is GNOME. Yeah. It is GNOME. If you look on their list, it actually says it's technically GNOME, but we don't care. Do whatever.
It's a big foot.
Yeah, use it. Who cares?
There was an article about VisualBox coming. Bring improved performance for 64-bit support.
That's what it looks like in 64 bits. Is that actually, you can see that the blues are actually bluer and the grays are grayer.
That's completely worth it.
Well, actually, there's a little bit of extra overhead, so you only get like a 1.8 or so increase in the blues. 1.9 in the grade, because you don't have much overhead because it's black or white.
Ooh. There was a game. There was an article that in a game board right now you can use your filters from Photoshop.
That's big. Yeah. That's really important.
And using Linux with photography, there was actually, it was an essay. What does it state on it? And Xorg 7.4 was finally released. There was a lot of talk that Xorg wasn't moving anywhere for a long time. So this was released. Maybe a few how-tos. How to add metadata to digital pictures from command line so you can have your X. What is it? X. No, is it? What is the name of the metadata? How do you call this thing?
One guy's next to
the
You mean for MP3s? Or
no, for images.
Images?
Exif data.
Exif data.
Version 1.
So that you can write these exif data from a command line.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So you can batch it then if you want.
Yes, you can batch it. You can say, converting music files in Linux. There was something to convert. There was another one, GNAC, say that.
The what?
GNAC.
GNAC.
GNAC. GNAC. GNAC.
I don't like to
say that. When they
GNAC. Probably that's what it is. And then there was an article about that.
I did. It brought flashbacks when I was 10, you know.
I skipped that one. There were two articles about SSHFS, how to set it up, and something about reverse tunneling. Downloading the entire website with a vget. So you can enjoy yourself.
I've used it on Windows. It's a cool tool.
Oh, yeah. Use wget to grab a page so I could parse the page and figure out how much people are bidding on items in an auction. I'll bid them instantly.
Before we got websites.
Before they could even refresh the page, I'd outbid them.
So that was beautiful.
Did you get? You used to use the
vget? There was a virtual box.
Or something like it.
Wireless website. With an H. And the last one is make your application appear in app remove tool.
That's a good way to do it, that's the
app install.
You know?
That's cool.
Go, no.
Billions of sites, I don't know what to do.
You can say no, and that's okay. I won't hate you.
Oh, thank you very much. You are such a kind man.
He's a humanitarian.
That's about it for I had.
Is it a banana muffin?
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Does anyone want to look at some?
Open discussion?
Yeah. Anybody want to elaborate on...
No, nobody on open discussion? All right, I guess we're done.
Hey. Uh-huh.
Martin! Right, Thursdays is my Linux t-shirt day.
Should we start recording?
I think you're good to go.
So, goodbye everyone. Thanks for anybody who was listening. And see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.